It's one of the most amazing things in the market is the volatility. I mean, boy, have we ever been experiencing it. And one of the things that comes at me all the time is people say, geez, I didn't get on that NVIDIA train. Is there something coming up? I mean, that seems to be the big question. So I thought I'd better ask Tyler Bullhorn about that. StockScores.com. Tyler has, oh my gosh, I don't think he wants to even recall this. He's trained, you know, literally tens of thousands of people, a gifted person who can explain simple, straightforward techniques, when to get in, when to get out, a whole bunch of other stuff too. But Tyler, I appreciate you taking the time.
Hey, great to be with you again.
And by the way, I'm just looking at me right now. I look like I'm about to sell shoes in the basement of Sears. And you look like exactly what a trader should look like, you know, that you are ready to go. You are race for action. I know there's something wrong with my picture here.
Yeah, I'm working from home.
Yeah, well, let's talk about this for a sec. And that is that issue that people have. I mean, first of all, can you train people or give them techniques, I should probably better put, to how to identify something that maybe has been out of favor, is now starting to gain some momentum, and maybe the thing we'll all talk about in 3 or 6 months or something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I teach people every year on how to do that, but there's some core principles that we can talk about today. And one thing that we must always think about is the momentum of the market, the momentum of the stock. We don't want to fight against the current. You know, people wouldn't put a canoe in a river and try to paddle upstream.
Yeah.
And the same can be said for stocks. You also don't want to chase stocks that have gone, you know, significantly higher. There is a way to buy stocks like NVIDIA after they've already, you know, the bus has left the station, and it's by buying them on pullbacks. And so anytime, you know, you hear about a market or a stock that has done really well and you feel like you've missed the boat, there is a way to do that. And the idea there is don't chase the strength. Wait for it to pull back, because it's inevitable that strong stocks have little pullbacks short term.
Sure.
And they come back to the trend line. And then when they come back to the trend line and bounce and start to move up again, not only do you have a signal that it's likely to continue the trend, but you have a way to manage risk. Mm-hmm. And that is what is often overlooked by many investors, is not managing risk. So, you know, when I buy a stock, I always know if it goes below a certain price, I'm out. I've taken the loss, but it's a small loss. I don't take big losses.
Let me put that a different way. It's not a problem when they go up.
No.
You know, the problem starts, and we are always emphasizing that on Money Talks, because of professionals like yourself and Victor Adair, you know, that's what you learn over the years. The problem is never, you know, you don't make quite as much as you could have. Oh, darn, I've only made 20%. Right. I could have made 30. But it is a big problem when you're losing too much of your capital. And as you said there, without prompting, you know, your goal, sure, some things don't go your way. It's a small loss.
Yeah. And that's part of risk management. If I do 10 trades, I expect to make money on 6 or 7 and lose on 3 or 4. Small losses don't hurt me. And if my profits are bigger than my average loss, then that's how you make money. And that's very hard for normal people to do, because we tend to want to avoid pain and pursue pleasure. And so we avoid taking the loss, thinking in our head that if we don't sell it, we haven't lost yet. But the reality is, if it's down from where you paid for it, you're losing, and you don't want that to get worse. We still allow for a little bit of wiggle room, don't get me wrong, but you always know where's the floor in the market. If it goes below that, get out. Now, back to your original question, how do you find the stocks that are going to be the next NVIDIA? Well, it's very simple. Almost every market beating stock, and when I say almost every, I mean like 95% of market beating stocks start their upward trend with abnormal activity. So what I mean by that is they make an abnormal price gain with more volume than normal. Stock normally trades 1 million shares a day, it might trade 3 million shares a day. If it normally moves up or down 1% and all of a sudden it moves up 5%, that could be a statistically significant price gain. And we can use computers to look for that. That's what I do. I've written algorithms that look through the entire market looking for abnormal activity. Now, having said that, not all abnormal activity leads to market beating trends. So we have to have a way to qualify the abnormal activity we actually buy. And in fact, I would only buy maybe 5 or 10% of the stocks that make that abnormal gain. Mm-hmm. Because many of them will be well into the trend already, and you know the bus has left the station. So I'm always looking for the abnormal activity in all markets, all North American markets I track. And then I qualify by making sure that it's the first break of abnormal activity.
Yeah.
And it's moving through a ceiling price on the past price history of the stock. And it's doing so from a period of optimism. In other words, it's not in a downward trend. It's either sideways or slightly upward trending. And that simple formula I've done for over 20 years, and it just works all the time. Like it, and it comes down to just the way the market works and the way human psychology works and the way information flows. You know, we can get into the theory of it, but it's such a simple concept that most people don't apply. Most people wait until it's already gone up a lot and then they're too late. Mm-hmm. You want to buy them when they just start to move.
Well, the other thing, by the way, I want to let people know that right after today's show or on Saturday here at 10:15, you're going to do a webinar. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because you're going to be able to show visuals of this. It's much, you know, because I'm familiar with your work, you know, you've written a great book on that. As I say, you've been doing it for years, informing investors how to organize themselves mentally, you know, and take action within a framework. So it's all you have to do is go to mikesmoneytalks.ca, mikesmoneytalks.ca, or go to stockscores.com in that upcoming events area. I just want to let people know this, Tyler, because it's at 10:15. So it depends when you're listening to this show, 10:15 Pacific Daylight Time today, Saturday. But you're also doing it Wednesday, that's April 10th. At 6 p.m. Again, is that Pacific Daylight Time?
Yep, all times are Pacific. So 6 okay. p.m. Pacific.
So you're going to do it again Wednesday. You're going to do it Thursday. And then next Saturday at 10 a.m. And we'll put more of that stuff up on Money Talks and all that. But it just reminds me as you're describing it, and you do a great job with that, but it's actually really straightforward. And if you see it, you sort of go, oh, I think I could actually do that, you know, because that's a big concern for people. But as I say, it's to me, that's the most asked question I got when we're talking about the market. I think it's because of the volatility, the up moves, the down moves, that kind of stuff is out there. Because, I mean, I know one of the things you've taught for a number of years is that investors can outperform the overall market.
Yeah, and it's actually easier for an individual investor to outperform the market than a large institutional investor because individual investors, they're, you know, trading with tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, perhaps maybe millions, but you know, a large fund is trading with billions of dollars. They're certainly not going to be as nimble as I could be from my home as I trade volatility. And it just comes down to being able to understand some basic concepts. Honestly, the only tools you need are a ruler and a pencil, and yeah, you apply those concepts, as I'll show, as you say, in the webinars that I'm doing over the next week, because it is very visual. And if I take 5 minutes, I can teach these concepts so that if nothing else, you'll learn how to avoid big losses and maybe learn how to find some of those hot stocks of the future.
Well, I'll give you one that obviously caught my eye. I've been a big uranium bull. Again, I'm a long-term. I'm not trading it. You know, I said, take a position. You're seeing the renaissance of nuclear energy. You know, I mean, uranium was trading about $30 a pound or something like that, you know, and you can't even produce it close to that. So we are bullish. But your technique identified when that move started, you know, or in that early days of the move from that $30 range, you know, what a triple, basically.
Yes. Yeah. You know, in May of last year, May of 2023, is when uranium made the break from this predictive pattern that I talk about. And that predictive pattern had rising bottoms on a chart, a ceiling price, and that ceiling price was penetrated. At the same time, you know, a stock in the uranium sector, Cameco, I never know how to say it.
Cameco, yeah.
It also made that break. And that stock is now up 70% from then. However, if you had owned Cameco for the previous 3 years, it was a dud. Like it went up and down, but over the 3 years, it went nowhere. And so those are parking lots. I don't want to be in parking lots. I want to be in stocks that are beating the market. I call those alpha stocks. They're trading on their own story. They're in a sector that's strong. And the telltale footprint is abnormal activity. It just starts every trend.
Yeah, and I got to throw one more because it's nice talking about winners. But, you know, we're talking to Michael Levy earlier about the big move in gold. You know, I mean, wow. But I know one of the ones you were on top of was El Dorado Gold. And that's another example. You know, I like the stock, but I mean, as you say, it's sort of all, like all the gold stocks were languishing for a long period. Yes. And then all of a sudden your method identifies it's time maybe here now.
Yeah, you know, every week I go through all the sectors and I assess bullish, bearish, neutral. And mm-hmm. so gold, I went bullish on in the short term, bullish, like maybe 6 weeks ago. And it made a breakout through resistance. Not all breakouts matter, but breakouts from low volatility matter. And then you saw all the gold names start to go. And they started to show these patterns that I'll, again, show visually, where you get a break from a rising bottom through resistance with some abnormal activity. Eldorado Gold is up 40% this month. I don't know anything about gold stocks. I don't know anything about anything except how to read market activity. I don't care what people say. I care what they do with their money. And we can see what they're doing because every trade prints a record. And that culmination of all those trades, all those opinions being cast in the market, tell us what the smart money is doing. And I just follow smart money. I don't try to be smart myself.
Well, and that's what your webinar is going to be dealing with. And that's what, of course, your work at StockScores.com deals with. And that's what your book dealt with, you know, all of that. But I think it's one thing I would just want to emphasize. It's very learnable. You know, when someone says, yeah, but I don't do that stuff. I'd like to, but I don't. No, I think your gift is that you've made it straightforward. You've given simple rules and you can be introduced to those and become more familiar with them if you take advantage of the webinar, for example, you know, as I say, happening in a few minutes. But in the meantime, Tyler, I really enjoy the work. I appreciate you being a friend of the show for so many years and helping us educate Canadians. So much appreciated. Look forward to the webinars.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And thanks again.